You're important to us. You are our listeners. Without you, we are nothing. But it doesn't mean you're getting a holiday gift from us this year, so don't even think about it. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Kara DeFalco will be by in mere moments, and we will have the trivia contest to end all trivia contests. Yes, we've done something like this on the show months ago. It is time for Kara to face off with me to see who is the trivia champion of the world. So we will ask our friend Norman Worth to come back on the show, the world's best game show host. And yes, he will orchestrate the trivia contest to end all trivia contests. Me versus Kara for the trivia championship of the world. Who will win? Stay tuned and find out. Then we will replay our interview with Dee Snider, one of our more popular interviews over the past few months. We were fortunate enough to debut Dee's reworked We're Not Gonna Take It song a couple of months back on the show. You now hear it all over terrestrial radio and everywhere else, so we will replay our interview with Dee Snider. We start things off this hour of the show with, who do you buy gifts for during the holiday season? Where do you draw the line? When is enough enough? You already have so many expenses in your life, and now comes the time when we come together as one and we celebrate peace on earth, goodwill towards men, and having to buy things for other people. Why? Because it's the way the secular world tends to kind of correct its books at the end of the year, right? And we're in there just spending money we don't have so the stores can take that money away from us. Anywho, let's get back to the joyous part of the season. So there you are, and you're deciding, who am I going to spend on this year? Who am I buying gifts for? It's very easy to go overboard, is it not? Yes. Where do you draw the line in your family? Is it immediate family, spouse, siblings, children, parents, or do you start venturing into cousins, uncles, second cousins twice removed, people that you don't even know if you're really related to, but he's kind of hooking up with her, so maybe she is part of the family, common law people? When does it stop? And where do you draw the line and say, I'm sorry, Uncle Leo is someone I see only at weddings and funerals. I'm not buying him anything this year. And you put your foot down. What about at work? You know, they have the Secret Santa. I've heard situations where Secret Santa kind of just blows up in everybody's face. Because what happens then is, oh, I didn't get you, but I like you so much, so don't worry, I'm getting something for you too, and I'm going to give it to you on Friday. Doesn't that just suck? Because then you have to get that person something. Because if not, you'll be ostracized, because they will tell everyone else in your office, you know, I was going to buy Peggy something, and I said that. She wasn't my Secret Santa, but I really like her. And then so I bought her this, and then she didn't give me anything back. And then all of a sudden, you know, you feel awful, and everyone sneers at you in the kitchen at the office. You don't need that. You buy gifts for people that are close to you, that you see and communicate with on a regular basis. At work, if you're going to jump on board the Secret Santa, terrific. But these people that claim to be your friends at work, we're such good friends. Oh, we're so close. You know as well as I do, if you get laid off tomorrow or they quit tomorrow, you're never going to see that good close friend ever again. So why buy that Parcheesi game for them in the first place? Why buy anything for them? You buy for people you have business relationships with, close friendships, close family members. Other than that, you know what? Hey, I wish you a happy Yuletide, but just get out of my way here. I'm not maxing out my credit card on you. So as you go through this holiday season, stand tall, stand proud, and stand loud, and say, you know what, I'm buying for those that matter most, and the rest of you can just go buy for yourselves. When it will feel good, and your credit card will thank you, and your checking account will thank you, and all those presidents, they will smile at you the next time you open your wallet and look in, because they will still be there. And that is the ultimate holiday joy of all, is it not? Stay with us. The ultimate trivia contest of all time. It's next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. Scientists now believe that less food intake actually helps animals to live longer. That means humans, too. Even back in 1935, Cornell University found that 30% fewer calories caused a 40% increase in the lifespan of mice. This kind of increase is equivalent to a human living to 160 years old. Less food has also increased the lifespan of yeast cells and worms, fruit flies, monkeys, and I love this, Labrador retrievers. And it's not just a matter of years either. You see, these various species not only live longer, but they live significantly more active lives than their non-dieting counterparts. And they also have fewer instances of diseases that are associated with aging, like cancer. Does that mean humans should adopt a less food, live longer diet? Well, when in doubt, trim it out.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Order in the court.
Have you ever been chased by the cops? This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Bob stole a car in Chicago and drove it out to the country. He was cruising down the highway when he noticed a couple of Illinois state troopers in hot pursuit. At first, Bob thought he was a goner. But then he remembered in the movies, when a crook crosses over the state line, the cops can't continue their pursuit. So Bob headed for the state line with a smile on his face. Is Bob right or wrong? Will the state troopers let Bob get away if he crosses over the state line? Stay tuned for the final verdict. So, will the cops stop at the state line? Yes, Bob was right. It's not true in every state, but it is true in Illinois. And that's the final verdict.